just how'd you look at those first few innings? Wainwright dealing with traffic.
But yeah, he was dealing with traffic, and pitch count was up. Was hoping he can have some quick ones and keep them contained in order for us to figure out a way to get them through five and definitely get us a win. So I'm glad it worked out the way it did.
There's something fitting about how they got through it, that struck them out, throw them out, double play on a curveball of all things.
No doubt. It's Wayno said it best. It felt like coming into this game, you're just going to win it. You don't know how, but you're going to win it. It's just supposed to work out that way. So to be able to get out of that inning specifically with the breaking ball, strike them out, throw them out, both of them doing what they do best is was definitely fitting.
Did you see a stride there for Wainwright with from the previous two starts? Did you see him?
A little bit. He still battled through it. I think he described it perfectly, better coming from him than anybody. And I agree with him. I feel like we're on the way out of it rather than in the middle of it. There's some things he did well. The breaking ball was there for him for strikes, but finishing hitters was tough. So I do agree with him that we're not in the middle of what he described as a dead arm or not feeling completely intact, but I think we'll be just fine.
This game includes obviously a game-winning RBI for Yadier Molina. This game also has Albert Pujols joining a club that previously only contained Hank Aaron and Babe Ruth. We talked so much about like the appropriateness of this night working out the way it did. It's about those two guys, but for the three of them, also has such a big part of it. Meaningful.
Seven. Yeah, it was cool. If you're a fan, being able to experience Wayno and Yadi breaking that record, and we've described it, it's one that I don't think will ever be touched again. And then being able to see Albert take several at bats and then come through there to add one with the double to left center, that was a big part of that game. So definitely a good one to be in the stadium for.
They've done this 325 times, but Adam said it's the first time when you're walking in from the bullpen, you get a standing ovation. They're playing a video on the board. Could you see him maybe battling his emotions a little bit?
I'm not sure if battling emotions, but you can definitely see him taking it in. As he was sitting there on the bench waiting to go out to the field, they're both kind of locked in on the video, and it's hard not to relive some of those moments. It's one thing for some of us to watch it. It's another one to know what the feeling was when you were actually in that moment for that strikeout. They've been through a lot together. So I think both of them handled it well and then went to work.
You mentioned after the Albert home run last week, sometimes you sit back as a fan. Yeah. Is this another one of those situations for you?
When they took the field, I try to take a moment, even if it was 30 seconds to a minute, and just take in what was actually taking place. And it was cool. I was able to actually remove myself from the game for a minute and just see everybody get on their feet and actually experience it with them. And it's we'll never see that broken again.
Well, it's kind of cliche and corny, but do they embody what this organization is about with continuity and, you know, guys who want to stick around and that sort of thing?
More than that, the continuity and the loyalty for sure, both ways, but also you're talking about the longevity of their careers. They've added to this culture. We talk about sustaining success, and those guys drive that clubhouse. The details of the game, the competitiveness, what it takes to win, player to player. A lot of that comes from those guys making sure that they keep that locker room and that clubhouse in check. So they've done an unbelievable job over the last couple decades, and we're better for it. Once they're no longer here, that culture will remain because of them.
What was your message? You can share a little bit of it to the clubhouse. Adam said you gave some nice remarks during that toast.
We just got the group together and wanted everybody to take a moment and just really realize what just took place, the longevity of their careers, the commitment to one another, to be that darn good for that long. That's real. They've had some real losses together, but they also have some World Series together, and that's meaningful. So it was a testament to unbelievable career and obviously a great accomplishment tonight. Yeah.
Ollie, there's a segment of the baseball community that doesn't like the win stat. Tonight seems like a way to win. That seems like why the win stat is in place. Would you agree with that?
I understand it, but winning tonight was important. Yeah. that toast goes a lot better when you have a W. So I'm with you on that one.
Getting the pitcher win.
Yeah, it's important. Like, here's the thing. It's still very important to the pitcher. You want to be able to actually walk off the mound with a W. You want to get through five. You want to. So at the end of the day, no doubt. I'm glad we were able to get him through five, even if he wasn't feeling his best, and get the W, because it's definitely meaningful. Yeah.
We asked Adam, after tonight, you guys are four games back on the loss side to the Mets and the Braves. More wins than any at home than any National League team but the Dodgers. How important would a bye be, and how much of a focus is that for you when you talk to the group?
Here's what I like about this group is nobody cares. You can talk about it. No one gets tight about it. We're going to go out there and play our game. If we continue to do what we do, we'll be right on their heels. If they do their job, then we'll play whoever we need to play. But I can tell you, everybody in that clubhouse right now is going to make sure that they have the mentality and the overall drive to win every game and see where we land. We're looking forward to it.